have afternoon committees, so we go on the floor at 11, I think. I'll just get over there a little early before that, see what's going on.
All right.
Park's just left, yeah, west of the Capitol.
All right, everybody, I'd like to call to order this first regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Commissioners of the Meridian Valley Corporation of 2018. Happy New Year, everyone. Start with roll call. Commissioner Mueller.
Here.
Commissioner Byrd.
Here.
Commissioner Ritter.
Here.
Commissioner Bevan.
Here.
Commissioner Blassie.
Here for a while.
For a while. Which, I guess, we'll still have a quorum even if we don't leave, correct?
You're good.
Thank you. Council Lakey.
Here.
And Administrator Square.
Here.
Motion to confirm the agenda.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Byrd.
I move we confirm the agenda as published.
I'll second that. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Agenda's confirmed. Onto the consent agenda, which includes the minutes of the December 13th, 2017 regular meeting, the December 2017 Administrator's Report, and the November 2017 Financial Notices of Bills Paid. Motion?
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Byrd.
I move that we approve the consent agenda and for the chair to sign and the secretary to attest.
So a motion by Commissioner Byrd and a second by Commissioner Bevan. Any discussion? Roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd.
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Blassie.
Aye.
And I'm aye as well. Motion carries. Action presentation items. The first one's the consideration of the acceptance of the MVC Property Committee's recommendation of Mountain West Group's financial assistance request for an economic feasibility study for the properties in downtown Meridian. I made this aware to the property committee, but I have a potential business interest in this project. I've helped the developer present his project to a couple of prospective tenants, and so I'm going to recuse myself from the discussion and turn it over to Nathan to run this part of it.
So we discussed this in property committee, and since it's a request for funding from the public, normally this would be the type of thing you do just discuss in the property committee. We'd probably decide yay or nay and we'd move on, but since it's actually more of a public request than a lot of these things go, we kind of decided we should probably make a recommendation to the board and actually discuss it publicly and let everybody weigh in on it. Essentially, it's a request by Bill Deet on the project he wants to do on the Union Pacific property, and he would like to use MDC money to fund basically an economic feasibility study specifically for his project. And that right there is basically the reason that we essentially overruled it, or that the property committee as a whole was making a recommendation that we have to pass on this, was essentially we're only allowed to fund things have a direct tie to public benefit. It's really hard to figure out how to have a direct tie to public benefit when it's an economic study only for one person's project. If it was an economic study for the whole entire downtown, and what direction are we going, or something like that, we funded that type of stuff before, but not this. So that was our recommendation. Unless anybody disagrees with it, I think that's, we just really needed to discuss it on the board level. But yeah, our recommendation is to decline it. We just wanted to make sure everybody else had a chance to weigh in if anybody had a differing opinion or a different thought on that.
Mr. Chair?
Yep.
I agree with the board.
I'll have it.
I don't think we need to be spending any money on a private project like that. I think that's how our little districts get their bad names.
I would just say the vote could be to agree with the recommendation of the property committee.
Okay. And then, so on that one, let's, we just do a roll call vote, correct?
A motion and second, and then, yeah, roll call.
Anybody want to make?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I make a motion that we, approve the recommendation of the property committee as explained by Commissioner Mueller. Is that sufficient, Todd?
Second.
And all in favor?
Roll call it.
Roll call it, okay. Keith?
Aye.
Aye. Rob? Mr. McCardle is not here. Rick?
Aye.
Diane?
Yes.
Steve?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well.
All right, that was easy.
Easy.
Item number six, the consideration for a memorandum of agreement between NBC and the City of Meridian for financial partnership. I'm having trouble talking this morning. Towards the FY 2018 concerts on Broadway corresponding resolution 18-002.
No, you skipped one. Number six.
What did I say?
Number six.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got ahead. Okay, we're on item number six, the farmer's market.
thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the board. So my name is Colin Moss. I am the recreation manager for the Meridian Parks and Recreation Department. And I'm here to talk about this agreement where essentially what we're requesting is that NBC had, for the past 2 years, has paid the $5,000 for the money for the market coordinator for the farmer's market. And what we're requesting today is that NBC would just pay that money to the city, and then the city would then contract with the market coordinator. We'll be putting out an RFP in just a couple weeks to select a new market coordinator, since the Becky Brashears, who had run the market for the last 2 years, she's retired now. And so we want to go through a public process, select a new market coordinator. What makes most sense to us is that since our department is going to be managing the market, managing the performance of the market coordinator, it only makes sense that we would manage the payments to the market coordinator. And so we're just we're requesting that NBC pay the city $5,000 to go towards the market coordinator. So I can stand for any questions.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner.
Colin, we are not just going to limit this to youth this year, right?
Limit it to what?
Youth. It's going to be at home farmers market.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, board member Bird, it's never been limited just to youth.
Well, I know.
But we are planning. We've got some follow-up meetings still with the mayor's office and with some representatives from the Downtown Business Association. We are planning on removing the word youth from the title of the market. But we are still planning on having a youth component to the event. So we still have the canopies, we still have the tables that were purchased with the grant a couple of years ago. And so what we found is that with the word youth, the Meridian Youth Farmers Market, there's some people, there's a belief out there that it's a kids event, that it's a kids activity, that it's not, you know, a real farmers market where, I mean, we want it to be established as a farmers market where people think that they can go and they can buy their, you know, buy their groceries, buy their produce. We want it to be established more of a traditional farmers market instead of this connotation that it's kids activity. And so we are planning on dropping the name youth. There's still some discussion about what the actual name of the event will be, and so we are certainly open to suggestions in that regard, but the agreement kind of leaves it a little open-ended as far as what it is. It doesn't specify the Meridian Youth Farmers Market, it just says a farmers market, a weekly farmers market. And so there'll be some more follow-up discussions about what it is, but there will certainly be, it'll be a weekly event from the end of June until the beginning of September is what we're planning on.
Thank you, Colin.
Can you share with us what the potential names are, what the leading ones might be?
We don't even have any honestly, what we need to do, there was still a lot of discussion about whether we continue it on Saturday mornings, because we've got the Eagle Farmers Market and the Boise Farmers Market kind of competing at the same times, and so there was some feelings from the people that were in the last meeting that maybe we should go to a Thursday evening or something like that, but at the same time, that's been tried in downtown Meridian unsuccessfully, and so there's a lot of discussion out there, and we want to wait and decide what we're going to do before, and then the name might follow after, you know, if any changes are made.
If I could give my two cents on that, I've been a pretty regular attendee of the farmer's market over the last few years, and I like it because it's not downtown Boise. Downtown Boise is a cool experience if that's what you're looking for, but I've got young kids, and when they were younger, I didn't want to take them to downtown Boise because you turn your back for 2 seconds and they're lost in the crowd. And here, you know, you can bring them down and kind of let them reach and enjoy themselves. Yeah. And so I personally would encourage you to keep it on Saturday morning, I think, and it's a nice alternative to what else is out there, not to speak badly about any of the other rides. They're all great too.
I really appreciate the feedback. We're looking for feedback at this point. The mayor's office is actually finishing up a survey right now, and so what we want to get some input from the community about, you know, what days of the week are you likely to shop, you know, what time of the day, days of the week, you know, locations. There was talk about, you know, City Hall is a great location, but there's also talk about maybe putting it out on Idaho Street again, like Marine Urban Market was several years ago. Mm-hmm. And so really everything's out on the table at this point. We want to get as much feedback as possible, so I appreciate that.
I agree with Dave. I think that the population is big enough to support them all, and I think that it actually is a benefit that they're at the same time. Because that just gives you that mindset of farmers markets are Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
And I think that it's actually an asset more than a detriment.
So, board members, what we're looking for is a motion to allocate the $5,000.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
18-001.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this is resolution.
I'm trying to get out of it fast.
I can read them all at once if you want. Get it out of the way. This is resolution 18-001, resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the agreement to provide financial support for the Meridian Farmers Market in downtown Meridian between the Meridian Development Corporation and the City of Meridian, authorizing the Chairman, Vice Chairman, and Secretary to sign the agreement, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, directing the Administrator to take any necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Ashley, what's been our dollar amount of support for the years past?
In the past previous two fiscal years, it's been $5,000, so this is consistent with that.
Was it 10 the first year? No?
Mm-mm. No, 10,000 was for the Meridian Urban Market,
okay.
The one that we sponsored several years ago.
Right. So do we have a...
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Bird.
I move we pass a resolution number 18-001.
I'll second that. It's a motion by Commissioner Burton and second by Commissioner Plasek. Roll call vote or any discussion? Roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller?
Aye.
Commissioner Bird?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin?
Aye.
Commissioner Plasek?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Colin.
Thank you, Colin.
And good luck.
Thank you. If anybody from the board wants to be on the scoring committee, we'll be putting out an RFP and accepting proposals and scoring those. If anybody from the MDC would like to be represented on that,
sure.
I'll volunteer.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. I'll get your contact information.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I like this.
I think it's a great event. I like going too. I think it's going to get
so much better when they take this. Not that it wasn't great to have the youth doing this stuff, but people thought it was very limited.
Yeah.
And this way we will be bringing in some of the professional farmer market people that's got the products that that my wife and I will be after more. You know, mm-hmm. You don't need so many chocolate chip cookies.
It's not what my kids say. Yeah. All right, now on to the next item, the concerts on Broadway.
I miss Hillary.
Hillary.
So the dates are going to be similar to last year's dates. We found a lot of success having it start in July and actually every other Saturday. It was easier for people to keep track of versus one Saturday in June, two in July, and one in August. And also June, we usually get a storm or lots of wind. So the first date is July 14th with Abby and Bee, which is kind of a jazzy ensemble. They also play some other songs, more notable songs, and they're an original band as well, so they'll probably play some mix of original music in there as well. July 28th is High Street. August 11th is Soul Patch. They were here, I believe it was 2 years ago, and they had more brought more of a like, country and rock type vibe. Mm-hmm. And then August 25th is Jeffrey Castle and his Celtic Night Band. They actually came last year for the first year, and were very well received. Jeffrey Castle offered to also do some workshops with local schools so that you can actually go out and do kind of some public outreach with students in local bands or in band classes and orchestra classes and kind of give them some insights into being a professional musician. The concerts usually have 300 to 600 attendees. We're going to do the same thing that we did last year, having a food truck at every event. Working with White Glass Arts Development, which is a local company to help produce those shows. So they have great technical directors and help book sound vendors for us so that it's a really still kind of a high quality event that keeps people coming back from year to year.
Does anyone have any questions, concerns?
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this is Resolution 18-002, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Reading, Idaho, approving a memorandum of agreement for financial support for concerts on Broadway between the Meridian Development Corporation and the City of Meridian, authorizing execution of the agreement by the Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the Administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Thanks, Hillary.
Thanks, Hillary.
And since Dan isn't here to say it, I'll say it for make sure the MDC, the Downtown Business Association, coordinates with the concerts on Broadway to promote their businesses, the evenings of the concerts.
Yeah, so I'm working with April also in the mayor's office to try to find more ways to get downtown businesses involved somehow. So we talked about a few different options that might get them. If not,
all right, Dan, thank you.
That was a really great Commissioner Bastelone impression. That was awesome.
Oh, I can just picture him.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I figured I'd do it for him. Well, that's coming. That's coming. Let's see here. On to the Pine Avenue Project and Corresponding Resolution 17-003.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, as you'll recall, at the last meeting, we approved the Pine Avenue Project and the bids that went along with that project. The one thing that those bids, as we talked about, did not include was the trees for the landscaping. Now, as I mentioned in my presentation in December, the trees will not be purchased until fiscal year 19. However, I want to dedicate the funds in order to make sure that those funds are restricted and that we have those set aside and that we don't spend those on other projects. So in conversations with Mike Barton, right now we're doing an estimate of $500 per tree, 65 trees, so a total of not to exceed of $32,500. And so what Council Leahy has put together is an amendment to our original agreement with the city. We don't believe it will ultimately be the 32.5, but we wanted to make sure that we have enough dollars set aside for this. Happy to answer any questions.
Ash, when are they going to start? They've got all the signs and everything out there
ready. Commissioner Bird, I'm waiting on the schedule, but they just had the pre-con with the contractor last Friday, so I haven't seen the email out as to. Knife River received it. So I haven't received anything from ACHG yet as to that final schedule, but they're going to be starting fairly quickly. I know they have a mobilization date of the 16th of this month. So as soon as I get that, I will make sure that especially the board and the Transportation Committee members have that.
I met with Ada County yesterday out there, and they're starting on the 15th. They're working primarily from Plymouth Creek towards Locustville. They were moving a few trees on the ditch bank yesterday. Idaho Power is out putting up some poles in the further back to create that space they need. And then the next thing that they'll come in and do what you were telling me is we got to work on that big irrigation line in there that has to come out across Pine Street.
Thanks, Elroy. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Any further questions, anyone? Todd, can you read that?
Okay. Resolution, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, Resolution 18-003, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Reading, Idaho, approving the First Amendment to the Memorandum of Agreement for reimbursement of certain costs associated with the Pine Avenue Improvement Project between the Meridian Development Corporation and the City of Meridian, authorizing execution of the amendment agreement by the Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the amendment agreement, authorizing the Administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the amendment agreement, and providing an effective date.
Commissioner Mueller?
Aye.
Commissioner Bird?
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin?
Aye.
Commissioner Blassett?
Aye.
I'm aye as well. Motion carries. Thank you. And thank you, Ashley.
Sure.
So on to the West Data School District.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we received a communication from the West Ada School Foundation at the end of last year. As you know, we have dedicated and actually paid $5,000 this fiscal year for their transportation costs for the third grade field trips that come to downtown Meridian. They received a grant after the fiscal year began that pays for about 85% of these costs. And so what we have before you is a question of how you would like to proceed. In conversations with the executive committee, we determined that it would just be best just to allow them to keep the $5,000 and then utilize that over time, but they need to provide accounting to us and make sure that we understand how those funds are being expended, and they may carry over fiscal year to fiscal year. That has seemed like the cleanest way to handle it. There are other ways we could address it, but based on the executive committee's recommendation, I had Todd draw up the MOA amendment based on that recommendation. So that's what we have before you today. This is a great thing for the West Data Foundation. I think that's just fabulous for them. They still need a little bit of extra to be able to cover the overall costs, and I think that, you know, this board has certainly been willing to assist with that. So I think it's a great win-win for everybody moving forward. But Todd, did you want to address anything?
Sure, just as far as some of the particulars, assuming this is the route the board wants to take, what the amendment does is simply extend the term of the agreement. They talked about their request was to spread this potentially over the next 5-6 years. So I extended it to September 30, 2023, so basically 5 years. And then they provide an annual report by the end of our fiscal year, noting the field trips taken, the funds applied, and the remaining balance of the $5,000. So it was a pretty couple simple amendments to the agreement.
Theoretically, this means they're taking care of it for the next 5 years?
Theoretically, yeah, at least. We may have some left, I hope.
Todd, will you read the title?
This is Resolution 18-004, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the First Amendment to the Memorandum of Agreement for Financial Support for Student Field Trips to Participate in Historic Walking Tours between the Meridian Development Corporation, the Joint School District Number 2, DBA, the West Ada School District, and the Education Foundation for Joint School District Number 2, authorizing execution of the agreement by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan?
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
I'm aye as well. Motion carries. All right. On to discussion items, 10 Mile Urban Renewal District.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, just wanted to give you an update that Council Lakey and I will be meeting with our accounting team and auditor this afternoon with the assessor's office. Our goal is to start figuring out a method of being able to obtain information from the assessor's office once reimbursements come in for 10 Mile as to how to apply that towards the Brighton owner participation agreement. Obviously, their project doesn't encompass, that we've approved the owner participation agreement doesn't encompass the entire district. So we need to understand how that's going to be reported to us and how we can keep track and monitor the funds directly related to their project and be able to reimburse them appropriately. So we're having that conversation. We also want to make sure that any reimbursement form that we put together, we will meet the test of our audit every year. So that's part of the reason why we have the whole team meeting with the assessor today. All I have to report regarding 10 Mile at this point.
Bird, you're on the next one, Downtown Parking, Transportation, and Streetscape Committee update.
We had a meeting, and Cody and David from BRT and from ACHD couldn't make it, so we didn't get, Tom was in, and we talked about code enforcement downtown, parking and stuff, had a real good discussion on that, and then Ash updated us on the UP, which I've got to compliment her and Todd and the rest of you guys that you got UP to come to the table. It's a very, very good sign. I mean, this is something that we've been waiting 15 do over there with the downtown committee needs to figure out something. And we either, I don't know, I guess one of our plans that be truthful with you that kind of went south, but I don't think anybody gave it a real, real try. I just think it's got to work. That's particularly summer to, we don't really have outside of Deja Vu and that Rick's old place. I think they want it to be a bar more than they want to, you know, they want me to come from across the street to 127 Club. So I hope we get something going there. You drive around the patio in the summertime and stuff, the patios, or look out the village, look at all the patio dining they got out there and stuff. It's just so nice. So that's a report on our committee, and we're short and sweet and a lot of information.
All right, thank you. Public Relations Committee update.
So right now we don't have any updates.
No, we ended up canceling our meeting this week just because we didn't have anything back from Davies Moore yet.
Okay. Right, and then I'm on the property committee update. We've already discussed, we've had two meetings since our last meeting. One, we covered the review of the funding request from Bill Deeds, and then an update on the Union Pacific Railroad, which the most important thing to note from that is coming up on January 11th.
Tomorrow.
The site visit with Ashley and some of our contractors to kind of get in and take a look and see what we might be cost-wise to do what we're thinking about doing there. And then the second meeting was last week, was it? Yeah. It was just Callie Zamzo. Jim Zamzo was supposed to be there, but he had he slipped and fell on the ice and was getting some medical attention for that, but he wasn't there. But she shared with us the vision that they have for the mill property over here that their family owns. And it's, I think it's still early in the conceptual phase, but concept over there, and they were just kind of sharing it with us to see, you know, just to bring us into the fold as to what their plans are and if we had any feedback on it. They weren't asking us for anything at this time and didn't really have any concrete plans to share. Ashley, I don't know if you want to expand on that any.
No, basically they're looking at being able to take the mill a little bit, some steps forward, and being able to fulfill a vision that Jim Zamzo, who the patriarch of the family, has had for many years, and just being able to see the production of the feed, be able to provide tours, some level of a historical museum. They have such a neat story that they want to be able to tell, and I think it'd be a really great little destination for downtown.
And it also could still include some retail, and
yes,
they said possibly some meeting space,
right,
and maybe some other space too. So it's their plans are fluid. They don't know exactly what they want, but they just kind of wanted to share it with us and make sure that we were.
Yeah, their next step is to meet with an architect and to start kind of putting pen to paper on some of this and seeing how it works. But I saw Callie yesterday, and she said her dad is just so excited about this. So I foresee them moving forward quickly.
I think Jim has always been very receptive to doing something like that. I think his partner wasn't too much, and I think Jim figured it, and then he solved that problem by getting $7,000 to himself. He's always had something for that deal down there. I mean, that's Meridian's 8th Street. You know, like Winston did down on 8th Street down there in Boise. That could be made into something so neat for downtown Meridian.
Are they still thinking about the mural on the side?
Yes, we're actually, we met yesterday on the mural, and we're looking through the concepts. The family is still working through that with the artist at this time. Callie has learned that it's a little bit harder to get her parents' buy-in on the final design than she would have liked. But we're moving forward. We've had a couple of different renderings, and we sent them kind of back with the artist with a couple of different ideas with examples that they've already put together and how to enhance those. So hopefully to get buy-in from, it's mostly Callie's mom who has a very strong opinion about some of the items that would go on there.
They see a vision of what they want to do overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In next page in your board packets is the upcoming committee meetings. We do have our property and our parking committee meetings next week.
And you mentioned it with the tours tomorrow.
Yes, the Union Pacific's site tour is tomorrow with Keller and Associates and Terracon, who are our contractors. They are meeting at 9 o'clock. I've given them the keys because I have a conflict at that time with another meeting so that they can get in. So if you want to meet them out inside, it's the eastern fence is already open. It's the key is actually to the Idaho Trust building.
Okay. Council's report.
Nothing to report, Mr. Chairman, other than to deflect the praise for the UP to the person to my right. Yeah.
Can I second that?
Also, I think Nathan deserves a little bit of acknowledgement.
Yes.
He's been a direct factor behind that too, but Ashley's been definitely at the forefront of that. Administrator's report.
The only thing I was going to mention, saying this before the board meeting, there is some discussion about some legislation regarding urban renewal up the session. Our lobbyist, Scott Turlington, met with Representative Andrus yesterday afternoon to talk about some of those ideas, and I have not had a chance to debrief with Scott. We're supposed to speak this morning on what that may be. I do know one of the driving forces for this discussion regarding legislation is the stadium in Boise is kind of a driving factor for some legislators. But I don't know if anything else is being contemplated at this time. I always worry that once the doors open, it becomes a little bit of a free-for-all. But hopefully that will not be the case this year, and I will be sure to let the legislative committee know and what the outcome of yesterday's meeting was, and if we think we need to put together a task order for Scott Turlington to be able to bird dog this issue a little bit better for us.
Mr. Chair, if they get a task force, ask you on them and make sure you get on.
Exactly.
Start opening it up, all that's free game, you know. And so let's hope that through Scott and Ash and the guy and other people that we can get it shut down.
And if anybody does want to be on the legislative committee that hasn't previously served, you're welcome to let me know and I will add you to that list.
So on to the chairman's report. I want to talk about the children's museum. No, I don't have anything to report, but Dan did send his regards to everybody by email the other day, so to say hi to everybody. Public comment.
Oh, you don't have anything to say? That's unbelievable. now the 18-hour days start.